Every year, about 350,000 people suffer sudden cardiac arrest outside of a hospital. Almost 90% of all cases are deadly. 40% of these episodes are women. While men and women experience different symptoms of heart disease, the risks of sudden cardiac arrest are different too. Nancy Dagaford, an advanced practice nurse with the OSF Healthcare Cardiovascular Institute, says sudden cardiac arrest can happen to any adult, mostly those 30 and older. It depends on risk factors, family history, and other issues, such as a heart birth defect.
Sudden cardiac arrest occurs when there's an irregular heartbeat. In our industry, we call it an arrhythmia, that causes the heart not to beat or have electrical activity anymore. So in general, there'll be no breathing and no pulse when you come upon a person that's having a sudden cardiac arrest.
Dagaford says sudden cardiac arrest is different than a heart attack, which happens when there is a blockage in the coronary artery on the outside of the heart. While the stigma around mental health is still present, people are more likely to seek treatment. A woman who has just become pregnant may wonder, should I stop taking medicines like Zoloft or Prozac? Will they hurt my baby? Sarah Shoemaker, a certified nurse midwife at OSF Healthcare, says you should talk to your provider about this early, ideally before you get pregnant.
And there's some women who take many years to find the perfect combination of medications that keep them stable and healthy. And we don't want to mess with that. Very rarely do we have to completely disrupt somebody's medication regimen.
In the rare case you may need to make a change, a provider may put you on a supplement. For more, visit newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. With today's health highlights, I'm Tim Dittman.